All right, pet. Just let my voice roll over your mind, as if you were tasting it or becoming more acquainted, unlocking a greater proficiency in just hearing my voice, learning its little intricacies, its cant and candor. You know you can trust my voice, and that I have very particular phrases I resort to, a way of speaking, of suggesting a deepener without fully invoking the downward spiral of drowsy, droopy descent. So listen, and slide, and sleep. I want you to listen because I intend to leave you with a gift, with manifold purposes. So, hear me, and let yourself undergo those little physiological changes which are the province of early trance. The feeling of sloth about your limbs, but in a good way, of being soothed to the point where every part of you is just vague and irrelevant, and the only part of you that's awake with crystal clarity is your mind hearing my words and being guided nimbly down the steps into sleep and submission and relaxation of every part of you. So hear me and be at ease. When my voice hits your body, enters you through your mind, through your ears, it's necessarily processed. But if you've become very proficient at going down, it should be pretty easy for everything I say to pass through your senses without really being inspected too deeply. And after all, if you are exploring submission to my voice, to my training, and to your own needs and aches which are being brought out by it, then inspecting every part of my words is somewhat rude. It is kinder and more polite to let them pass through your cognition and give orders directly to the parts of your body responsible for your aroused need, for your fetishization of the kind of deep pet training that is oh so appropriate at the right times, in the right places. And I tender the idea that any time you can hear my voice is the right place. You have necessarily disposed of all distractions and allotted yourself time and space to undergo the kind of meditative focus, training, and examination of your own ideas which is so suited to the depths of trance. So sliding a little deeper, listen and sleep. Everything I say here is important, considered, significant. When you hear my voice in the context of training, you know I've taken the time to make sure the right words are coming out, that they're sitting with you, that I'm meeting your needs, your cravings, your desires, and using them to enhance how well you realize your desires, your cravings, your need, especially your need to sleep. Relax. All hypnosis benefits from practice, from recurring elements of the same kind of trance, the same kind of desire. If you are a dedicated student, you will necessarily learn my voice and its intricacies, as I have said. But you will also learn which words I say have extra meaning. And the level at which you learn this will not manifestly be the waking mind. It may be the subconscious which tags the right words, suggestions of depth or deepness, subtext and text about your desires and fantasies, and the particular desires and fantasies we will bring to the forefront here. And as that training, that continual repetition of ideas, becomes something at which you are skilled, you will build a repertoire internally of rewards. If you know that pleasure is the consequence of a specific behavior, training, or even a specific file, that's what will lure you back to it. What will bring you to that behavior subconsciously, even if your conscious mind has momentum, has inertia, is attempting to continue the way it was before. Your mind will nevertheless find ways to adapt to the new desires, to the new beliefs and transfixed principles. My voice is a particular sound, and as I mentioned, it can be quite appropriate to let that sound travel through your mind, through your cognition, without examining it too deeply. When we listen to music, we don't necessarily tick off every bar, every mechanical element, or inspect the choices made in the song. That kind of critical reception is valuable, but it is not core to the simple, casual listening experience, beyond an appreciation for the skill involved in the designing of the sound, the arrangement of the words. So, too, when you listen to me, allow the voice to simply wash over you. Inspecting it for critical content can happen in advance, in order to ensure that everything I say is safe, soothing, and induces that particularly relaxing kind of sleep you're looking for. And therefore, a non-tranced search through the file may be quite appropriate in advance, or afterward, in order to go back and tell me what things affected you best. But during the process of trance, meditation, and depth, one needs simply let the sound wash over them. Need simply explore the sound with your mind, while letting your ears become yet another relaxed part of your body, which will do little except sleep. Your mind and body following a thread that has been laid out for you, an entrained experience, and in following my voice, in letting the sound enter you, you become more and more entrained to it, so that every word I say takes on its individual status, as it should, as a trigger to sleep. After all, you've decided to go under for me, with me, training yourself in the process. All of the pageantry is ultimately displaced if you are a well-trained listener. A well-trained listener knows that there are times when all the weary duties of a long day have been laid aside, and they are therefore capable of going deep, knowing that interruption will be irrelevant, that their own pleasure at the slow relaxation and the long deep breaths of a soothing trance will carry them to an appropriate place to listen. If my voice itself is the signal, regardless of content, then imagine what pleasure could come about if you simply slept when I said slept, went deep when I evoked ideas of depth, such as the notion of your body sinking into the surface upon which it lies, or your mind being coated in warm honey, or your limbs finding it very pleasurable to remain where they are, so much so that quite apart from your mind, your body has been trained like a suited pet, trained that doing what is most pleasurable is more attractive than the non-pleasurable idea of moving. There is little pleasure in mere movement, but a lot of pleasure in lying there, sinking deeper into a soothingly blank depth. And so my voice washes through you and over you, and inspecting it for content is not needed. Instead, one can simply let it fill them up, as if they were being filled like a glass, until just enough was in them that running a finger around the edge of it would still let out a faint hum, a sound of depth, of absorption, of understanding, of the willing filling of one's body with my words, the sound of submission and sleep.